creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
Heidi and Becca from the University of Nottingham bring you A Pocket of Poetry on Nottingham Hospitals Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Pockets of Poetry. I'm Becca and I'm joined by Heidi.
Hi guys!
And this week we're celebrating Nottingham-based poets. We're both actually from Essex originally, but somewhere along the way we each found a sense of home beyond university here in Nottingham. Something about Nottingham's community, from its cafes to its clubs, its parks to its theatres, becomes home the moment you let yourself belong to it. And for me, I've found so much of myself here in Nottingham. What about you, Heidi?
Oh, I adore Nottingham. I mean, from, you know, bars like Pepper Rocks to little cute cafes like Crocus. Yeah. I just think there's something in Nottingham for everyone, really.
100%. And so, with that, what Nottingham poet have you chosen for us today?
Well, I've chosen a poem called Sitting on a Bench in the Arboretum, Nottingham, by Leanne Modin. I found this poem as part of a selection that was picked by Nottingham's young poet laureate, Ooh. Georgina Wilding, which you can find on the Left Lion website. So this poem immediately spoke to me. The Arboretum is one of my favourite spots in Nottingham. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to the Arboretum. No. Well, it's perfect for just a picnic or for people watching. Mm-hmm. And I think this poem really reflects the beauty and the peace the Arboretum can offer. So here is our poem for this week. Sitting on a bench in the Arboretum, Nottingham, after James Wright. Over my head, I see the humbug-striped magpie standing on the thick black branch, shaking cherry blossom to the ground like confetti. Down the hill, behind the empty bandstand, the laughter of 100 ducks merges with the swoop of passing tram carriages. To my right, in a field of spilled paint grass flung with buttercups, a bright blue crisp packet glitters like an unearthed hoard. I lean back as the evening light lingers in the trees. A woman walks past, pushing an empty pram. Life without suffering is meaningless.
Oh, that was a lovely poem. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Heidi. So, in terms of Nottingham poets and Nottingham-based places, where is your favourite place in Nottingham?
Oh, that's a good one. I mean, my personal favourite is Wollaton Park. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of going for walks and getting some fresh air whenever the sun is out. And in my opinion, Wollaton is one of the best places to do that. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen deer crossing on the paths.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
I went there once and there was literally a deer, like, I'm not being funny, like 10 metres away from me. Mm-hmm. This, like, gorgeous, gorgeous stag. It's such a surreal
experience. It is very surreal.
And crazy that you can just go for a walk in a park and just...
And there's just deer.
See a deer there. No, I love Wollaton. And what about you, Becca? Where's your favourite?
For me, I absolutely love the Crocus Cafe in Lenton.
Absolutely.
It's a non-profit volunteer run if you guys haven't been. And it's the most gorgeous thing. It's cute, it's cosy, it's interactive. Mm. And I feel like every time I go in there, I have such lovely conversations with the staff.
They're all so lovely. I went there today and they were having a lovely conversation with a guy in there and everyone talks to each other and it's just such a nice little community space, I feel
like. I think that's the word that really sums it up. Mm. I absolutely love it. And their food there is underrated. They are amazing chefs. Absolutely brilliant place.
And they do a very good chai latte.
Yes.
I will also say the lattes, chef's kiss. So, Becca, what poem have you picked for us today?
So today I've chosen City by Richard Vince. So Vince lives here in Nottingham, and when he isn't writing poetry, he plans bus services, which makes sense, because his work shows such a deep appreciation for how people move through a place. So I picked this poem because it captures something that I feel I felt myself, the way a place that once felt unfamiliar can slowly become home, how random buildings turn into memory markers, how streets become stories, and how one day you realise the city has wrapped itself around you. Nottingham became a home I never even knew I was missing, and Vince captures that feeling so perfectly in his poetry. So, with that in mind, here is Richard Vince's City. Specks of rain fall like spittle from the sky as I head homewards, past an unfamiliar figure silhouetted in a frosted shop window. I feel this city through the soles of my shoes, tilted, broken slabs, uneven curbstones, and the place where the rain collects. This city I have made an intricate paradise of labyrinth streets ripe for exploration by my awed eyes and eager feet. Snatch glimpses between buildings of fantasy streetscapes enthrall me, and I know that one day I must stride into the unknown and discover. So much goes unnoticed by the overfamiliar. Perhaps it takes eyes like mine to see what they miss, for I am still but a stranger here. I feel I cannot yet claim this city as my own, but I wish to know it as it has been good to me.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Becca. With that, I hope you all have a lovely day out in Nottingham or wherever you're listening from, and we'll see you again next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.